AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe wind and torrential downpours in the Pacific Northwest. The phenomenon known as a bomb cyclone has left 350,000 homes and businesses without power. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee.
At least two people were killed in Washington State. Separate incidences where trees fell onto them or the home they were in. And unfortunately, that came from winds of 60 to 98 miles per hour. Northern California also with the big winds. And now it's all about the fire hose of that rain. The winds will still be 30 to 60. There are still some wind advisories out there, but it's about this atmospheric river pouring from Mendocino to Eureka, but all the way down into the northern Bay Area.
In the Northeast, where many states have seen drought-like conditions, they've finally gotten rain. That could help with the wildfires. Some parts could see snow this weekend. President-elect Trump is not reconsidering his choice for attorney general. The House Ethics Committee deciding not to release its report into Matt Gaetz' sexual misconduct. All the Republicans voting to keep it secret. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has released a report estimating that the state will have a $4 billion surplus at the end of the fiscal year. According to a press release, that $4 billion surplus is in addition to the nearly $2 billion rainy day fund. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers says he wants to use the surplus funding to continue making critical investments in the state's economy. The Department of Revenue also shared tax revenue estimates for the next 3 years, showing small increases of about 2 or 3%. As Wisconsin hunters prepare for the beginning of the gun deer hunt season this weekend, DNR officials are warning of a potentially smaller overall harvest. The number of registered hunters has dropped steadily over previous years and stands at around 600,000 this year. With declining interest in hunting, mild weather conditions, and the latest possible start to this hunting season, the overall harvest numbers could suffer. Officials are also reminding hunters to have their deer checked for chronic wasting disease and registered online. Ashland School District parents are challenging the school board to do more to curb bullying issues in the district. At a school board meeting this week, parents, teachers, and district officials discussed problems with the current reporting and punishment system, with parents arguing that it doesn't do enough to punish bullies and puts too much responsibility on victims to speak out. Superintendent Robert Prater says bullying has become a top focus since a teacher resigned in October due to harassment from students and parents over his sexuality. Polk County officials are looking for input from the community on possible updates to their outdoor recreation plan. The plan is updated every 5 years to best address the county's goals for outdoor recreation, maintenance plans, and potential changes to benefit local residents. A draft of the plan is available on the county website, which shows a focus on providing various activities for residents of all ages, protecting natural resources, and establishing more recreational trail connections. A public hearing on the plan is scheduled for December 3rd. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back. And then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
You look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't gonna lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm still gone speaking at a convention, so you're going to have special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, you know, the drive in, it was really not that bad, but I looked out the window before we went live and it's coming down fast.
And man, it's accumulating, man. It really is, man. You know, and I was, you know, listening to the news last night and this morning, and they were talking and they said here in Racine, you know, the snow would start, you know, after the show. But it's, man, it's coming down pretty aggressively, and they were talking 2 to 4 inches. You know, it looks like it could be a lot worse than that, man.
Yeah, it definitely could be. Good thing it's not too cold, and it's supposed to switch to rain at noon, so.
Yeah. All right, but it's Thursday, and that means the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing great. How are you?
How is the weather?
It's beautiful. I was going to the pharmacy and I had to park on the side of the road. It's just cats and dogs.
You mean snow?
Yes, Thursday.
Cats and dogs, snow?
Yeah. My kids yesterday were telling me that we need to get the winter gear, and I was like, the weather doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, you really do need the winter gear. As I got up this morning, I left my car out, and I didn't have the, you know, Calvin, what is the thing you use to brush the car off? I forgot what it's called.
An ice scraper?
Yeah. I didn't have that. I didn't need the ice scraper, but I certainly needed to brush the snow off. And, you know, that's somewhere. I got to find all that stuff. It seems like, Omar, the children are right. It's time to start digging that out.
Yeah, you start to feel the cold air creeping into your lungs. And I kind of, with a pharmacist instinct, I kind of get to see the colds that are going to come to the pharmacy today asking about, like, cold and flu symptoms and feeling cold. And there is like a myth that if it's cold weather, you can get cold and flu. And the reality of thing, it's about the people get to be in closed places more. So the transmission of the cold and flu and influenza get to be more. So it is time to stock up on the zinc and vitamin C and N-acetylcysteine, the combo of supplements and vitamins that we have to take every day for our resilient immune system response. Like, we don't have to just focus on the getting NyQuil and DayQuil and things that are going to be helpful when we get the cold and flu symptoms, we have to be prepared, preparing our immune system to fight this regular kind of combat of attack of different viruses and bacteria through the winter. So I make it part of my daily regime. If I'm taking a medication for a health condition like blood pressure or high blood pressure or diabetes, I make it also taking every day the clinical doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and acetylcysteine, vitamin A, and I try to group them into one or two supplements. So we have something called Wellmune at Wiltopia. Taking two capsules of those every day gives you all of those at the clinical doses. And by that, I mean enough to do an effect, enough to help and support. And taking this all winter, like we've been doing this regime with several of our patients, and they come back and they say, we through the winter, we didn't have any problems. We were not sick. And or if we are sick, we're sick for 1 or 2 days, and then our bodies are able to fight and come back and just kind of have a normal day. So please do not underestimate the importance of the zinc and vitamin C and those things that we hear about since we were very young. These work, and the body uses them to support and do the what we say an inflammatory response that is acceptable, that just comes out in order to fight the infection, and then the body comes back to normal homeostasis, which is the balance in the body between different systems.
You know, Dr. Omar, Tony says, I've been saying this for years, pharmacists are some of the smartest, most underutilized people in medicine. For full disclosure, I'm married to a pharmacist. So you know, I'm not married to a pharmacist, Tony, but I concur. I've said it from the onset. You know, this is my favorite hour of the week with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. And I have put, you know, the health of my family in his capable hands. And ever since I've been listening to Dr. Omar and following, you know, the precepts that he gives, I'm good. I'm not fearful of the cold weather. I'm not fearful of those things because I've been preparing and taking the right supplements and things as we lead up to this kind of weather. You know, to do it the other way around and wait until you get sick, you know, is a lot more difficult to overcome those illnesses as we age, Dr. Omar, and a lot more dangerous. Is it safe to say that?
I think it's safe to say that, Earl. I'm just remembering when I was very young and my mother was helping me to decide to be a pharmacist. And my mother brainwashed me since I was like in the fifth grade that I'm going to grow up to be a pharmacist. And I remember she used to tell me, I want you to be a pharmacist because you're going to have the knowledge and you're going to be the most exposed to people that need help that maybe underestimated in what they feel or want, or maybe they don't want to go to the doctor, and you're going to encourage them to go to the doctor. You're going to connect them with the healthcare that they need, and at the same time you're going to be having the clinical knowledge and you're going to be in business as well. So I had this since I was very young that we have to always find out of the box ideas to support our community. When it comes to being ready and knowing that something might come out and attack us in terms of a virus or a bacteria or something happens, yeah, it's the smartest way to live, because we're not going to just stay at home and not go out and about and see our families and children and then touch them and then hug people and just live our life. We just want to make sure that if we have a problem, if we get challenged by an infection, we are ready. And also, one of the underestimated causes of cardiovascular problems, Earl, are infections. like to have a bacterial infection or a viral infection, this can be detrimental for a cardiovascular event like high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or even getting a stroke or a heart attack. Happens, and we see it in the doctors see it in the hospitals all day long. So never underestimate an infection that you get, and always be ready.
If you are just joining us, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Dr. Omar, I have to say this, and, you know, people have a right. You know, we've got John F. Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is looking like for all the world he's going to be given a position by the Trump administration that he's just not qualified for. He's not a medical doctor. He does not have the titles and the research necessary to be put in a position as critically important as the one that Donald Trump is pushing him to lead. And here's a guy who doesn't believe in many instances in vaccinations. And I want to say to you, Dr. Omar, I'm reading and noticing an epidemic in whooping cough. And I have to say this. I remember as a young boy, whooping cough was something that was around and people were worried about, and they came over with a vaccine and whooping cough disappeared. Listen, people have a right to not be vaccinated in this society. You have a right to not have your children vaccinated in this society. But I don't think you have a right to not have your children vaccinated or you not be vaccinated and you impact, you know, all sorts of other people. I just don't think that's the way it should work. Dr. Omar, you say what?
I want to say that it's very sad that we see disease and viruses and things that have been eradicated and we didn't see or hear about in the past are coming back. Whooping cough has been caused by pertussis. It's very highly contagious respiratory disease caused by Bordetella pertussis. And the children are taking it in a series of 5 doses, okay? DTaP vaccine. And then the adults take it every 10 years, the Tdap, so it's a different name for it. And it contains the pertussis vaccine. And when people were taking the vaccines as planned, as expected, we didn't hear about it at all. No. I'm not talking about just in America. I'm talking about everywhere in the developing countries. But now it's coming back. In Australia, 41 cases last year. In America, the numbers have tripled from the previous year. So I'm just worried about the funding for the vaccines and the funding for marketing for the vaccines, that there was no question about its importance and its effectiveness. And the choices of Mr. Donald Trump are very, he chooses family and friends and money, and that's a challenge.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to continue this conversation in addition to lipids and what that is. You're tuned in to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on The Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to the website wiltopiarx.com and send me a message.
Calvin, and how can people follow up if they need to get some information?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream on YouTube, Civic Media's YouTube page. And you can always find the archives of our shows at civicmedia.us/shows or on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts.
You know, Dr. Omar, whooping cough. And yeah. The fact that, again, this was something that was basically eradicated. Yeah. You know, maybe it might be something, Dr. Omar, that, you know, we wouldn't be. It's amazing to me because it's not just whooping cough. It's a lot of other of these illnesses that were eradicated that are starting to come back. And we know why they're starting to come back is because people have decided to forego the vaccinations. You know, it's one of those things, pay me now or pay me later. Right? I mean,
pay me later. I like the analogy. Yeah, it makes sense. It just makes a lot of sense. And it's just simple science. And this is the science of the vaccines is very complex. And it started from the age and the era where millions of people were dying. And then we need to, the challenge of the vaccine is that we are creating medicine for people who are actually healthy. So the safety profile is very high, and the challenge is adverse events are very low, but misinformation is huge. And if there are information about one vaccine that is kind of people are like, one vaccine is politicized, doesn't mean that every vaccine is. So I can see where the problem is. I want to give you an example of my wife, who has her immune system is not as strong as everybody, and every winter she takes many supplements, but she gets cold and flu, and she stays at home for a week every time she gets cold and flu. But when we started to giving her the vaccine, and she's taking care of herself, she exercises, she takes her supplements, she doesn't get influenza. So it is kind of, you have to look at the community and to yourself, and you have to understand that what worked for someone else is not necessarily going to work with you, and you have to follow your doctor's advice, you have to follow the science and validate this science, and understand that the vaccines that are provided, that have been traditional vaccines available for long years, these millions of people have taken, and there was no problem. On the contrary, they were protecting the community from serious disease. Like whooping cough, when it comes back, it just makes me feel like, okay, so it's not coming back in Panama or Egypt or a developing country. No, it's coming back in Australia, in USA, and it's just the challenge is the future doesn't hold a lot of funding for the research on the vaccines early. So I'm worried that Medicare and Medicaid are not going to have enough funding for the for those crucial vaccines. I am worried that even the marketing and the marketing segments to talk about the importance of these basic vaccines are not going to be as strong. So we have to fight for the good science and the good information for people.
You know, Dr. Omar, and so for those of you who are listening, any other questions that you have are welcome. Dr. Omar will answer any of them. So don't feel like this is the only thing that we can discuss today. But I clearly, Dr. Omar, you know, the holidays have snuck up on us. We're going to be forced back inside. And maybe we haven't prepared ourselves. Maybe this came, you know, we've been able to move around outside. It's been in the 50s. And so we haven't had to, you know, be locked inside. But that time is arriving swiftly. And yeah. So all it takes is one person who has contracted this, especially children, and a room full of others who have not been vaccinated themselves, and you got an epidemic in your own family.
Yeah, it's challenging. So I am just telling and warning my customers and patients, be prepared. Support your immune system. And if you feel like there is so many people around, you do not need to hug them. You do not need to hug everybody. Let's just shake hands and then wash our hands, you know.
So we're gonna talk about lipids, the definition of what lipids are, how critically important they are. And, you know, we don't sit around the average person talking about lipids. Hey, Calvin, how many times have you had a conversation about lipids?
Probably never.
Right. So, but guys like Dr. Omar and doctors do, and we're going to find out more about it. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Thank you. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released report cards for the state's public schools in the 2023-2024 school year. According to the report, about 93% of public school districts across the state met or exceeded the expectations set out by the DPI. Officials say there's still more work to do, especially with districts routinely turning to their community with operational referendums for critical funding. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is also seeking a $4 billion spending increase in her budget proposal. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers that the application period for cover crop insurance rebates will soon be open. In partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the DATCP will offer a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops this year. The application period will open at noon on December 2nd and will remain open until noon on January 31st. The application is available online. The Washburn County Board is evaluating their options for replacing a vacant seat following Supervisor Brian Melton's resignation. At their last meeting, the County Board explored the possibility of having a special election to fill the term, which must be held before June 1st. The Board did not make a final decision on the replacement, deciding to first get the word out about the vacancy to seek potential candidates. Melton was serving as the chair of the Zoning Committee at the time of his resignation. The County Board also adopted their 2025 budget. Formal charges are expected for the man accused of killing a woman in Marshfield and moving her body to Price County this week. David Castro Gutierrez is facing charges of first-degree intentional homicide in the death of 28-year-old Blanca Jesenia Hernandez Porta Carrero, whose body was found in the town of Hackett earlier this month. Authorities have not released an official cause of death, but allege that she was killed during a domestic incident in Marshfield. Castro Gutierrez is currently in the Wood County Jail on a $10 million cash bond. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and very windy today. Our high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 20 to 30, gusting to 40 at times. Tonight, cloudy. The wind will die down after midnight, low in the mid-30s tomorrow. Gradual clearing with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabe and I'm an actual Schwabe. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabe? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, all things sports with Paul Noonan, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
somehow I believe we always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You know, you can join us at any point in time. Anything you want to discuss is fair game. So, Dr. Omar, you lipids, what are lipids and why should we, why do we need to know what that means?
I can just make it a summary of cholesterol numbers. These are numbers that you see on your yearly annual check. They are as important as your blood pressure because these numbers can go up and down. Usually they go up and kind of the doctor would look at them, roll his eyes, write a prescription, tell you you have to improve the way that you eat. And then we start something new called a statin. And many times after this happens, the patient or the person gets a massive heart attack out of nowhere. And just because the solution was not just the statin. The lipids are, like, if we say three main numbers that we look at in our report, they are going to be cholesterol, total cholesterol, and then LDL and HDL. The LDL is the bad cholesterol, let's put it this way. The low-density lipoprotein is bad cholesterol. Builds up in the artery walls, create plaque formation. The plaque happens day after day, meal after meal, year after year, and then they cause complete occlusion, and then when the heart attack happens. So the LDL is an important number. We want it less than 100, but actually anti-aging medicine is telling us best number is between 40 and 60. That's an aggressive number that is going to reduce your cardiovascular risk significantly over the coming 5 years. Because Eric, when I look at the someone bringing in their latest lab work, and of course, in communication with their practitioner, I look at the numbers. I look at the person and I imagine this person 5 years from today, how healthy are their arteries going to be? Because you are as young as your arteries. The arteries, which is where the blood flows from the heart to every cell in your body, it's more than 6.5 tennis courts of like roads in your body, reach your brain, your lungs, your kidneys, your feet. And we have to keep them healthy. If they are healthy, you are healthy. If they are not healthy, you are aging, you're getting sickness. And unfortunately, people lose their life if they don't understand how important these numbers are and how important these tests for the heart are. We live, we eat, we kind of have our life, we think that we're healthy. Suddenly, there is a massive heart attack, five different medications. This is the story of my father. He always slim. He's always exercising. He doesn't take any medications. And suddenly, massive heart attack, doctor puts him on five different medications. And the doctor simply told him, you know what, you have the genes of the high cholesterol, it's familial hyperlipidemia. And you just have to take care of what you eat more. And then he leaves him, he takes the five medications. 3 years later, a second heart attack. 2 years later, a third heart attack. that's when we started to look at things in a more functional way. And I went into studying and understanding that the lipid profile is not just a statin or a fish oil. There are 45 different steps that we can do in order to improve our numbers. And that is between lifestyle changes, exercises, foods to eat, medications to take, and supplements to adhere to. And these steps, if we follow through with them, we see people 20 years from today happy and healthy, minimum medication, maximum efficiency, exercising, and just taking care of themselves. It is just not this kind of a medication that I take. It's a lifestyle, a vision of living healthier. And you cannot do it on your own. You have to have a health guide to help you with understanding your lipid profile and improving them. I have some patients that come to me with levels over the last 2 years, and I look at the levels in amazement, and I tell them, like, what did you do with these numbers? What medication did you take? And the patient would tell me, the doctor offered me a statin, and I don't want to take drugs. So we work together. I understand what people believe in and what they want to do. So I start some vigorous programs, lifestyle changes and supplements. And then after 3 months, the patient comes back to me and they tell me, my doctor is amazed about the numbers and the improvement that I have. And they show me the graph of how things are improving. But the challenge that I am having, Earl, is that this is the same person that was here 3 months ago. He doesn't feel anything healthier. Like the lipid profile, the challenge of it, it's like you don't have headache. You don't say, okay, I didn't take my statin today. I feel something is missing, or I am tired, or I'm sick. No, it's more of awareness of the patient about something that can happen, but it didn't happen yet. And that's the challenge. It's hidden. It is kind of playing in the background. So that's why we have to make sure that when we have numbers coming from the doctor, after we visit the doctor, don't just look for the abnormal number. Look for the pattern of where your numbers were, the LDL. If it was 110 last year and this year it's 125, next year it's 135, it's going up, then you have to do something. It's not just the lab kind of guidelines that tell you this is high or low. I know that there is many questions you want to ask me, so I'll leave the mic for you to ask me questions.
So Dr. Omar, you know, I was just at my cardiologist 2 weeks ago. I take a statin. I found out that the statin is one of the number one prescribed medications in the entire United States. You know, if you look at the most, you know, prescribed medications, high blood pressure, you know, statin medications right at the top of the list. So that's the go-to medicine that doctors prescribe. As I, you know, was at my cardiologist, the cardiologist didn't check anything. They didn't take blood or anything. How do I know what my lipid number is? And I was just there at the person who should, you know, the cardiologist, that's the specialist. That's the person you're going to see who should, how do you, you know, before I didn't get, go ahead.
Before you go, Earl, you do a CBC, complete blood count, lipid profile, thyroid check, the main health conditions that you...
But who does that?
They should request for it before they see you. Like, before they see you. Okay, here is what happens, okay? The cardiologists are some of the smartest people on the planet.
Right.
What they do is that they check all of these numbers before they see you. So if they see you for a small number of minutes, by that sometimes it's five, 10 minutes.
That's right.
They checked all the numbers and they think that everything looks okay, and they look and they see, okay, it's getting better. So they don't invest any more time with you to tell you anything else. Now it's up to you to go fetch your records and request it from the office and kind of, you know.
You understand. Mean after? And this is, you mean after? I won't see the cardiologist, my cardiologist again for another year.
So the best case scenario is before you see the cardiologist is that you contact the office or the general practitioner, have already done the complete blood count, lipid profile, thyroid check, kidney check. So complete blood count has also for the kidney and the liver function. So these are kind of the EPIC system is a universal system for all of the doctors. So I think the cardiologist already checked these numbers. He just didn't tell you. It's in front of his screen.
Yeah, but he can only, Dr. Omar, he can only check it from the last time I had my blood drawn, right?
Exactly.
Well, what if that's been 6 months?
There is overload of work, and they're going to give you excuse why this didn't happen.
Right.
And many times you have to request it to happen again. And this is very sad. And this is one of the reasons why we're very worried about the changes that will happen in healthcare, because we still don't have enough practitioners, doctors and PAs and nurse practitioners to help us. But I have this same problem many times, Earl, that I have a patient wants to do a consultation with me, and I tell them, okay, bring me your latest lab work that you did this year or last year. And then they bring me lab work for their heart and the CBC complete blood count that's 2 years old. So I tell them, before you meet with me, let's do another one requested from your doctor so we can have an open conversation with your doctor and do some recommendations, because what you're describing doesn't say that you're best to treat it. Like, I have patients who are like maybe 35 or 40 years old, young woman who's complaining from having shortness of breath. She cannot exercise, etc. And blood pressure is going up. And then, so if I meet with her and I give her a supplement and I send her home, I don't think this is kind of good a good practice for me as a pharmacist. So I tell my patient, how about you go to your primary, have them order for you these tests, and I give them the name of tests. Have them order these tests and then meet with me or meet with the doctor, and then we go from there so we can kind of figure out a plan. But at the end of the day, what I found is that we are the kings of our health. Me as a patient, I am the king of healthcare. You as a patient, you are the king of healthcare. It's not the doctor, it's not the system, it's not the insurance company. So the challenge with that is that I think we have to identify someone in our close community, a health care provider that cares about us, and they are available, they are out there, they are few of them, but they care. And then they get to be our go-to when we have kind of challenging questions that we forgot or we did not ask our doctor or cardiologist. Like what we do, Earl, like I meet with you and I go over your medications and I tell you I have this recommendation to the doctor. I have this suggestion of a supplement. If you start it, I want you to tell your doctor. We want it an open conversation, because unfortunately, if you have one cardiologist serving the whole community, like how many people he's right. going to see other than doing procedures, you know?
So let me ask you. So I've just seen my cardiologist. I can now request the blood, you know, that they run some tests, some lab work. And the cardiologist will then have to go back and check that lab work.
Usually, the primary physician is going to be the one that
right.
will check it, and he will refer you to the cardiologist if needed.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're in the pharmacy, officially in the pharmacy, with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November.
Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK. It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And I would venture to say, Dr. Omar, that this is the most valuable hour that I have every week on, you know, the Earl Ingram Show. Because what you have basically pointed out is that you should be selfish with your health. You know, it's not good to be selfish with a lot of other things, but clearly your health is one of the things and one of the places we should be selfish.
Yeah, I agree with you. We should be very selfish with our health, and we get questions as pharmacists all day long from patients asking random questions. But many times the questions, they need to be, I cannot answer them in less than 5 minutes. That's the time I allocate for quick consultations. If I have time, I spend time with, like yesterday, I spent an hour with a patient finishing a full consultation because it was an emergency. But in general, unfortunately, there is limited time, and there is so much information, and there is so many things that we can do. And one of the things that I just warn people from, don't get overwhelmed when you go to a practitioner and you see so many things they ask you for. It's easy to ask them, okay, this is so many things. Tell me about the top three things I have to start with today, and maybe we can meet again in 3 months to discuss the next three things I can do. That keeps the clinician in a check to make sure that they are not talking to a brick or a wall or a car. It's not like take this list and go and do it and then come back. Functional medicine practitioners, if you see a good one, you will have a challenge of making an investment upfront and you pay less later on. They're going to tell you several things that you have to do. Some of them are not paid by the insurance. But if you do all of them, this is investment in these coming 2 years. It's investment in your whole future. The problem in conventional medicine is that they give you the medications and then a list of things you have to work on your own if they ever give it to you. So you're going to find someone in between who really cares about the patient, who uses all the tools that they've learned over the years to come to you with answers.
So Dr. Omar, we've got some callers. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I realize there's a lot going on here, but I had a friend of mine. He lost his brother. He actually committed suicide, and they think that one of the reasons why that happened was he took a product named Propecia, which is, you know, to help you with your hair loss. And apparently Merck was the company, the pharmaceutical company came out with this. And at the end of the day, I guess they've hidden a lot of the results, and I guess there's quite a few, there's hundreds of thousands of people where this has affected them negatively.
So David, for the sake of time, for the sake of time, where are you going?
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious to get Dr. Omar's perspective, because there's a lot of, you always talk about poisons and chemicals within products and food and stuff. I just wanted to get his take on that particular product.
Thank you very much for the call, David. Dr. Omar?
So the Propecia or finasteride, I think that was finasteride. It's taken for male pattern baldness, and it helps, but it has to be taken every single day. The side effects for the Propecia can be sexual dysfunction or breast tenderness, but also there is, for some individuals, it can cause depression and anxiety, suicidal thoughts. So if they are thinking that it may be a contributing factor to committing suicide, yes, FDA has updated these side effects. And so, that's kind of...
So Dr. Omar, let's go quickly to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. And functional medicine is a path that I've been on 4 years now. At the advice of a chiropractor, I started seeing a practitioner, and I learned about lifestyle medicine from this doctor. And, you know, it's just been a godsend. So, and this doctor coordinates with my primary doctor. You know, at the end of my eighth decade, I'm in really good health, only on one medication, you know, numerous nutrient supplements. And I'm just so grateful for having gotten on this path. Thanks for the address.
Dr. Omar, I can't tell you why people call so late, but, you know, unfortunately, our time is up for today. And we'll reconnect on next Thursday for the best hour in radio anywhere, in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We will see you in a week, Dr. Omar.
See you in a week. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you as well. You know, we're going to be talking about, you know, a couple things. How Trump and Musk can revive the economy for the American workers on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with Yawasare from Gold Coast Candy. Then Nick Wallen from Comedy City and DePeer drops by for a serious discussion about comedy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.